Hello everyone. As we seek the Lord to renew our love for Him, for the lost souls, and for one another, let us focus on 1 Corinthians 13 verses 1 through 3. Let this be our guide throughout the week. Let us pray. Most kind and heavenly loving Father, as we come before you once more, O God, we give you thanks, we give you praise. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are our loving Father. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man to lay down his life for his friend. So we thank you, Lord God, that you have laid down your life for us, Lord God, because you care for us. And Father God, loving you, O God, is our first concern and is the foundation on which we live. According to 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 1, if I speak in tongues, if I have prophetic powers, if I have faith, if I give away all that I have, but I have no love, then Lord, I am nothing. It profit me nothing. It profit us nothing. So Father God, we thank you that perfect is your love, O God, your love that never fails. What can separate us from your love, O God? Nothing, Lord God, nothing can separate us from your love. So Father God, we pray even now, Lord God, that you will help us to embrace this love, O God, that you will fill us, O God, that you will overflow us with the power of your love, O God, so as we love others, so that as we love the lost souls, Lord God, we will honor you, Lord God, with our lives, Lord God. Help us, Jesus, to show kindness to others. Forgive us of our sins, O God. Help us to put away the hatred, put away the pride as we walk in humility with you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father. You said, Lord God, that in John 13 and verse 34, Lord God, that we should love one another, Lord God. And so, Father God, we pray that you will help us to love one another, Lord God. Also, Father God, you said in Ephesians 1 and verse 4 that you chose us before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in your sight. You come not for the righteous, O God, but for sinners to be saved. Lord God, you came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you'll renew the love, O God, that we have for one another, Lord God, for the lost souls. Lord, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and the rulers of darkness. And so, Father God, we're living in such a dark, dark world. And so, Father, we pray even now that you will pull down every stronghold in the name of Jesus that seek to hinder your people from knowing you. You are the light of the world, O God. Shine your light in this dark, dark world, Lord God. And so, Father God, we say, call them out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father, I pray for our missionaries, mostly in our local church, Lord God, that as they go out from Saturday to Saturday, Lord God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will cover them under your blood. Father God, I pray that you will give them wisdom, Lord God, that they, as they go, Lord Jesus, that they will go with authority, Lord God. They will go in power. They will go in your name, O God. And so, Father God, you will open the eyes of the lost souls, that everyone that they come in contact with, Lord God, that you'll put your spirit in their hearts, O God, that you'll remove that heart, that stony heart, O God. Father God, you said, if my people who are called by my name will only humble themselves and seek you, O God, and turn from their wicked ways, then, oh God, you will hear from heaven and you will heal our land. And so, Father God, that's our desire, Lord God. So, Father God, we pray that you'll revive us, Lord God. Renew our love for you, Lord Jesus. Renew our love for our brothers and our sisters. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, at the end of the day, that's all we want to do, Lord God, is to love you and for you to be pleased with us, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. God. Overpower us, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your love towards us, Lord God. Embrace, oh, Father God. Wrap your loving arms around us, oh Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. We give you honor and we give you praise, oh Father God, as you renew your love, oh Father God, as we renew, Lord God, the love for our brothers and our sisters. We pray, Lord God, that we will have a revival, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're about to do even now. Oh, glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God, for your perfect and unconditional love towards us. Your love never fails. We give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah.